Welcome to this final module on loading, sideloading Windows 8.1 applications or Windows 8 apps with System Center Configuration Manager 2012 R2 and Windows Intune. In this particular session, we're going to have a look at sideloading an application, so using the APX files to install an application onto Windows 8.1 using System Center Configuration Manager 2012, and this time we're going to move up to the R2 release and use that as a single pane of glass to enable Windows Intune to do the application delivery onto our Windows 8.1 device. Through the objectives of this course, you're going to learn how to create an application based on an APX package inside of ConfigMan 2012 R2. You're then going to see how to deploy that APX package out to a device collection. And finally, we're going to have a look at the user experience on a Windows 8.1 enterprise device of actually getting hold of the application from the company portal. Obviously, we're assuming that you have your APX files in place here. We're also making the assumption that your Windows 8.1 device or Windows 8 device is enabled for sideloading and has met all of those requirements as discussed previously in this course. We also need to have a fully working System Center Configuration Manager site, be that 2012 SP1 or 2012 R2. And we also need to make sure that all of your devices have the Configuration Manager client installed if you're using them, or if we're using Windows Intune, as in this case, we need to make sure that those devices have been enrolled into Windows Intune. And also, in the case of a Windows 8.1 device, actually been workplace joined into your environment. So without further ado, let's go and start to take a look at this setup. The first thing we need to do is bring our APX package into Configuration Manager. So here we are inside of our ConfigMan console, and you can see that I'm actually inside of the software library at the moment looking at my applications. The first thing that I'm going to go and do is create a new application, and then that's going to start the wizard. We've seen this wizard before throughout this course. I'm now going to select the APX package, and I'm going to provide the location of where I'm saving that package. And you can see I've already done that. It's browsed straight through to my tile sample application, and we will open that up. Say next, it's going to have a look at the package, understand what's in there. Say next again, and very simply, we're through to providing some information that will be visible in the company portal for anybody who goes to get hold of this particular application. So we will obviously change any of those details around to what they need to be. And we'll hit next again, and finally next again, which will finish the process off, and we will hopefully have a completion screen in a couple of seconds time telling us that our application is now within our Configuration Manager environment. The next thing that we need to do is go and distribute that application. So now that that has actually completed adding the application, let's go and close the window down. And then we need to go and select our application, and we need to deploy this out to our endpoints. So let's go to the deploy option up here. And then we need to provide the name of a collection where our users are stored who have access to their devices through Windows Intune. So in this case, I'm going to select Browse and select our All Users group. I've made that very simple. In your environments, you may well have segregated that down far more. We'll then automatically distribute the content for our dependencies, and we'll say Next. In this case, we don't have any dependencies, but as we've seen earlier on in this course, it is possible to set up applications that require other applications to be in place before distribution. Here we'll select our distribution point, and I'm going to select the manage.microsoft.com distribution point, which it says is in the cloud. This is actually my Windows Intune tenant account, so I'll select OK. I'll then select Next, and then we can say what we want to have happen here. Do we want administrative approval to happen before the application is installed? We're going to leave that as blank, and we're going to have it to be available for install, and select Next. Then we can say what period of time we want this to be available for. We're just going to go with the defaults. And we can say whereabouts we would like this application to show inside of Software Center if we were doing this as an on-prem deployment using the Configuration Manager client to deliver the software. In this case, we're not. We're using Windows Intune. We'll say Next again. And we can add in our alerts for Operations Manager. We're going to ignore all of those. And hit Next to finish the process. What's now going to happen is that application is going to be prepared, placed onto our Windows Intune distribution point in a few minutes' time. And we'll then be able to go and access that application from our endpoint devices. So the very final thing we're going to do inside of this module is go and have a look at how we can get hold of this application and install it from the company portal. You'll have seen earlier in this particular set of modules that we have already installed the company portal onto this device. I've now moved on to using a Windows 8.1 device, and I've installed the company portal by doing a workplace join and then enrolling that device for management within Windows Intune. We're not going to cover all of that. It goes through a little bit more detail than expected on this course. So let's go ahead and have a look at the experience. So here we are inside of the Contoso Limited company portal. Just found this by launching the company portal app. And you can see here we have all of the nice pink branding for Contoso Limited that's currently in place. And you can see our Tiles sample app has appeared inside of the company portal. We can get to that by just clicking or tapping the Tiles app, or we can go into new apps. That'll list things like the Tiles app, which has been newly distributed to us. Or we can go and find the categories where we could have placed our Tiles app. You'll see in this place that we actually didn't place the Tiles app into any categories, and we have therefore nothing set up like that. Let's go and select our Tiles app and see what the installation process looks like. Gives us the information that we added on the screen inside of Configuration Manager. We'll select Install, and then that's going to fire off the install process. And just like you would find through the company store, we'll see that there's a little flag notification in the top right-hand corner of the screen, and the app is now installing in the background. I'm going to have a quick look at that process. And we get to see that the app is installing, and we can see a little bit of its progress. I'm just going to switch us across to the desktop, and we'll be able to see the app appear, and we can use it from here in a second. So let's have a look on our All Apps menu. We're on Windows 8.1, so new applications appear at the bottom. And here's our Tiles C# application. I'll just click that and launch the Windows SDK app for testing that we have our application working. That brings us to the end of this module, and in fact brings us to the end of this course. So across the course of this this course on loading LOB apps onto Windows 8, Windows 8.1 devices using various different deployment methods like Configuration Manager, like Windows Intune, and using PowerShell, we've seen how the process can be performed against a variety of devices, including Windows RT and Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 devices. Hopefully you found the module incredibly useful, and I found the course overall incredibly useful as well. Please provide comments, and we will endeavor to update the course over time.